HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. It feels like it's been a long time, so I know you guys had a holiday. I hope you had a great holiday.
Yeah, I you know what? I didn't have that great of a holiday, but I know everybody else had a great holiday.
I'm sorry to
No, that's okay. No, I was sharing with you before. As far as just in the United States, any holiday, and I think that would be true in Canada, is a great time to get together with family and friends and stuff. And it's really – so I live on a farm, and this is a huge weekend to get all of our plants in and everything, and it's a great time for me to kind of shut everything out. And yet, you know what? There's a hole in my heart that says, you know, I would just love to be with family. But the proximity of my family, it's just not happening. So then you see everybody else around, and again, that's the part of that not comparing and needing to be in the space that you're in and appreciate it and stuff like that. But it's also being true to your feelings too. I mean, I want to be authentic, and you know, of course I would love to be with my family. So I, you know, there's a balance there of honoring those feelings.
I have to say, Jen, that one, I stay as far away from family on holidays.
Okay,
as I can.
Yeah.
However, I do understand, I do appreciate it. But let me introduce you again. I know that everybody probably knows you, but Jen is always with us the last Wednesday of the month, and Jennifer Kautz is our dream analyst. And you can find out more information about Jennifer on theartfulsoul.org. And today, we're going to be talking about one dream at a time. I guess that's kind of like the healing one person at a time, or awakening one person at a time. Now we're not talking about one dream at a time.
Yeah, that kind of came to because, you know, like, you know, you have the phrase one day at a time, taking one day at a time. And depending on who you, the individual person, I don't know how much, you know, everybody dreams differently. And depending on if you're journaling your dreams or you're actually watching them, sometimes you can get piled up with dreams. Now, for me, I dream every single night, and I have to ignore some of my dreams, and because that's just who I am. If people actually knew how much I dreamt and how much information that's being given to me, it's like just like okay, can't handle it, can't handle all that information. So, you know. But the big thing too is one dream at a time, but one day at a time, one dream at a time, what life challenges are and what's coming at us, and everybody's at a different place or space. If you can just, you know, focus on maybe there's one dream that stands out, that's speaking to you, as far as feelings or relationship or something that's going on, that really fell into place for me as far as talking about that.
So not to get overwhelmed, just look at one dream that sort of is pulling at you. So if anybody has any dreams that have been kind of tugging at them, or a reoccurring dream that they'd like to discuss, or any dream that they've had that they'd like to discuss, give us a call now. Lines are open, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send an instant feedback. It's a little bit more challenging to do an instant feedback. You would have to really describe your dream and also how you were feeling in your dream. It's a little bit easier to do dream analyzing if we have you on the phone, because there's lots of questions, because dreams, there's so much with dreams, so much symbology, and it really has to do a lot with how you see the symbology more than how we see the symbol.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. It's true, because a person, an item, anything, you know, the process is to take you into the symbol, and then have you feel the symbol, look at the symbol, and to see how that symbol is responding. Not too long ago, I had a dream with my first husband. I'm like, what is going on? So, but you know what? I went back into the dream, and it really had more to do about some of the aspects of who I was at the time that I was with my first husband. And so it really had not a lot to do with him, but just the situation and the time frame. And it really is. It's, dreams are so unique and they're so powerful. The most important thing is that they're our way of connecting ourselves, number one, to nature, number two, to our souls, and number three, to, you know, the actual, our soul's path of it's helping us to individualize, to express our true nature, to become whole. And our dreams are literally, actually most, the work that I am reading right now, as far as the main healing that can occur with what's happening with humanity and nature, can occur through our dreams. So, reconnecting and having a reverence for life and things like that. So yeah, it's really powerful. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend you looking at your dreams and calling in. And there's so many different processes to it too, though. And I will be giving everybody a challenge at the end of the show as far as how to animate your dream a little bit more, to maybe dive a little bit deeper into your soul. Because a lot of times we're just getting our everyday dream, you know, what's going on everyday type stuff. Mm-hmm. If you want to go a little bit deeper, I'm going to give everybody a ritual to do. Mm-hmm. Ritual is absolutely huge. And that's where many people, I haven't talked too much. Lori's brought up a little bit of my poetry. And I haven't talked too much about it because, I don't know, I feel it's an area that I think very vulnerable, have found myself very vulnerable in the spiritual community. My spiritual community can be very competitive, just like real life. So, you know, you just kind of let things, you know, evolve as they are. But I really got involved with doing some rituals with some of my workshops that were really powerful. That wasn't, you know, I am somebody that is very non-cultish, you know, they were very, just really strong rituals that were introduced to me. And through that, my dreams just took on a whole nother level and basically kind of opened up to my soul path, which happens actually to be a poet. I am a poet. And, so it's really amazing what can happen when you can really animate your dreams and make that connection. It's really powerful.
We do have a caller. We're not going to take her quite yet. We are going to take her right before the break so that we have an idea what we're going to talk about and ask her some questions. But it does look like
sounds
it's going to be an interesting one.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. So tell us about Brené Brown, because you brought that up.
Oh, yeah. And the reason, when I was looking at, you know, writing this up and going over this show, Brené Brown, she was on Super Soul Sunday, but she also did a lot of research on vulnerability and humans, the area of vulnerability and shame. And what she found out was that in order for individuals to become wholehearted human beings, you have to be vulnerable. So in order to make a connection with other human beings. Oprah actually says that's why she's been so successful, is because she's allowed herself to be able to be vulnerable to her audience. And it was everything that Brené Brown wasn't. So she did a huge TED Talk, and I guess she got 4 million. Yeah, look it up. It's fab. It's really, she's got a great sense of humor. And I just found her work to be really, really important. And I think it's really important too, as we're learning to, you know, access all of ourselves. That's why when you dream, you are really going into accessing all of yourself. The areas that you do need work as far as vulnerability or healing, feeling all of your feelings. Because the thing, what happens as human beings and basically our culture that we are living in now, is everybody pretty much either shuts themselves off, does not want to feel, tries to numb themselves. And if you shut yourself off from pain, the problem is you shut yourself off from joy. You cannot fully be joyous if feeling comes with all of it. You have to feel all of it. So we're not good feelers in this culture right now. Nobody, you know, vulnerability and emotions show a sign of weakness. And
That's what we think.
Yeah. And the research says it's absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wrong. So, I mean, I think we have known that on our path, but to have someone in research, because obviously in this world, you know, if it's not science, then it's not, you know, validated. So, but anyways, it's really powerful. And again, that's what can show up in your dreams, is the area of feeling that you're shutting yourself off from. I just had that happen to me after I was just discussing with the Memorial Day weekend, and I had a dream that nailed one of those feelings, and I had to wake up, and I had a, what happens too is when you have a dream and you have feelings in those dreams, it's the dream is working on an area that you have repressed or you haven't dealt with yet. So,
let's talk about that when we come back after, but let's bring Susan on so we can hear about her dream, and then, we'll help her more. Hi, Susan.
Hi,
Susan.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been having a dream about quicksand. Tell us more about that.
Well, I have a feeling it had to do with my mother, because I always felt stuck in relation to her, kind of like no way out. And
okay, but tell
I
us
would
about
dream,
the dream
that I was stuck in it, or I would dream that I was actually living under it, you know, like a house, living under quicksand. And I had other dreams too, you know, like one that I was flying around the exterior of the house with my mother after me. You know what I mean? Kind of like flying too.
So the house that you had, it was your home, your parental house, and the quicksand was above it. Interesting.
Yeah, and then I think they were all kind of tied together that had to do with my feelings about my mother. I had another dream that I buried somebody in the backyard, and that I was so worried that they were going to find out that I buried them. So I think it might have to do with secrets, and I think my guess was it was all about my mother, you know?
Right.
She was always on my back, always watching.
Okay, we almost have
always,
to go to break.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we almost have to go to break, so hold on. Jennifer, do you have any questions before we go to break to ask Susan?
Nope, I wrote most things down, and I'll ask the questions when we get back.
All right, perfect. So we're going to go to break, so stay on the line, Susan, and we'll get back to you when we come back from break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Jennifer Couts, who is our dream analyst, and we are talking about One Dream at a Time. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hello, baby, hello. Haven't seen your face for a while. Have you quit doing time for me? Or are you still the same spoiled child? Hello, I said hello. this the only place you thought to go? Am I the only man you ever had? Or am I just the last surviving friend? Your heart and let your feelings flow. You're not lucky knowing me, keeping the speed real slow. In any case, I set my own pace by stealing the show. Say hello. Looking for an island in our boat upon the sea. Harmony, gee, I really love you and I want to love you forever. And dream of never, never, never leaving harmony. Never leaving harmony. Harmony. Harmony.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. And today we have Jennifer Couch. Jennifer's always with us the last Friday of the month. Jennifer's our dream analyst, and we're talking about one dream at a time. We had Susan online who was talking about some of the dreams she had around quicksand and her home and her mother. I'm going to say one thing. Everyone in our dream has an aspect of ourselves, so we may want to think that it's about someone else, but it's always about us. And I know that Jennifer can elaborate on that to help you, Susan, maybe figure out, you know, what parts of your mother or, you know, what parts that you are looking at that you're healing around that.
Yeah, my question is, when you think of your mom in the dream, what characteristics stand out for you?
Well, I don't think I really thought about her in my dream. I think I really, it was all about me, like you said. Maybe it was about a self-revelation about me. But when I would wake up, I thought I was having bad dreams because of her.
Okay,
you know what
so,
I mean? Because of the bad relationship I had with her.
Okay, so can you name the feelings that you had?
During fear.
Okay.
Mostly fear.
Okay, so when you were stuck in the quicksand underneath the house, can you go back there and can you remember what the feelings were there?
Well, when I was in the house under the quicksand, I don't think I really had fear or anything. It was just kind of like I was surprised I was under a house and I could breathe under there. I was surprised I could live under there. So that was more of a surprise.
Okay, so you were surprised that you were able to find a space to live, even though you felt like you were, you probably felt like you should be suffocating?
Right, but I wasn't, and I was living under there, and that was a surprise to me.
Okay, and is there anything, and so the when you were burying someone in the backyard, normally you're burying something part of yourself. What I'm hearing is that you found a way of, now this may not be true, I'm just, you have found a way to live in a space even though you feel suffocated, it may be in life.
Yeah, there's that makes sense.
There's something in life that is has created, you know, a barrier for you that you feel kind of suffocated, and you've buried a part of yourself, and yet in the one dream, it basically what you're saying is you're surprised because you're still able to function and live kind of normal underneath whatever is occurring.
Right. That makes sense. I never thought of it like that.
Okay. So now what I can have you do, oftentimes with dreams, what you can do is go back into them, any one of them. I'll teach you how to do one of them, and then you can even go back into some of the other ones. But the one where you're living under the house, in the house, under the quicksand, what you want to do is, you know, start creating a portal that gets you safely out of the house and the quicksand, that gets sunlight in, and use your imagination, but you go back into the dream and you start, you know, create a skylight and make sure the quicksand doesn't come in. And you slowly start seeing that you can breathe again, but don't make the hole too big. What you want to do is each time you go back into the dream, make it big enough so that maybe you feel safe to climb out of that hole. And you might be able to figure out, and through that process, what you're doing is you're creating energy that is allowing to work with your psyche, that will slowly help you to kind of maybe move the energy so that maybe that can actually happen in your life, wherever this barrier is. Because, you know, that's up to you to you know what that barrier is. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes absolute sense.
And then the dream where your mom is chasing you, if you can go back into that dream, if you can feel the fear of your mother chasing you, find out where it is in your body that it's chasing. You know, usually the feelings show up in our body somewhere. And this is kind of the work that Lori does. You know, I know you go into the body, don't you?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. And to release that energy, feel the feeling, release the energy, because there's something major obviously trapped, because you're even burying a person, which if you don't know who that person is, that is still an aspect of yourself. So these are three very significant dreams, as far as probably leading to one major issue that could be going on that's looking to break free. Again, I'd be more than happy to work with you on this. If you want to connect with me, email IM and then you can email me and we can set up a time. First session is free. So I'd be more than happy to work with you on this, because I think with all three of the dreams, that's pretty significant. And I think you could have your soul is you're being guided for a very big breakthrough.
Yeah, that makes sense. It really does.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're welcome.
Explaining all that to me.
You're welcome. And again, we're here, Lori or myself, to help you through this.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we do have some more instant feedbacks. Do you want to start taking them now, or did you want to talk about numbing out a little bit before we take some more?
Well, I think the numbing out, well, even some of this is a bit the dreams that we discussed have a little bit to do, because as far as burying yourself, which often happens, and so sometimes life circumstances bury us, and we have a way of, if we're not feeling the feelings, that's we're numbing ourselves out. So we all have a habit of, there's different ways everybody numbs themselves out. Some people are workaholics. Some people like to drink. I don't feel that every person that drinks becomes an alcoholic. You know, some people eat. Some people just, you know, go
to TV. Our addictions,
for sure. Yes, absolutely. All addictions. So I just, it's interesting. So, and I, you know, only she knows what's going on as far as the numbing process or burying yourself into something. But absolutely, in order for us as human beings to be healthy, whole human beings, we have to accept that part of this, you know, journey is going to be experiencing pain. But if you do not experience pain and go through it, then you will not be able to feel the moments of joy that when joy comes into your life. So, so it's really important. Okay. So let me catch up.
Okay. So we have an instant feedback. I'll read it to you. It's from Jada. She used to have constant dreams all the time that took place in her childhood house, where she lived till age 13. She loved the house so much and did not want to move out of it. She's now in her late 30s, and these dreams occurred on and off throughout her late 20s till now. Then just recently she had a dream. She was at the house. Inside it was set up like the condo. I'm assuming, okay, the condo she lived in her teenage years. So it was her house, the old house, but set up like the condo. She's also always her current age when she has the dreams, yet the neighborhood kids are little, and how she remembered them. Not sure what to think of this. Perhaps more happier, innocent times. The only thing we don't really know is how you felt in the dreams.
Yeah.
But I often have dreams of one or the other.
Do you?
Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
Well, I haven't in a long time. Okay, now I can't remember when the last time I had one, but it is often that, or I do often think of childhood friends, and yep, they're usually the same age they are, and I have no idea what age I am. I don't really think about it.
You know, obviously, because I don't, neither of us really know too much about what's going on in her current life. Again, like she said, perhaps more happier, innocent time. So there is something within her that is either needing to connect to those times in her home and what those feelings are like. And I think what she's needing to do and possibly is trying to recreate those types of feelings, or she has not grown to go to a different stage where she no longer, you know, as we become adults, we have to go through different stages and mature and go through certain developmental stages, especially whether it be soul or, you know, our maturation process.
Right.
So that's a possibility too.
We're going to go to our next break, so we'll come out back with more thoughts on that, and we'll have another one. And yes, you're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Kautz with me. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. That's theartfulsoul.org. You're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Buried.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. If you have any questions and you want to give us a call, especially about dreams, because that's what we're talking about today, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. So right before break, we were sort of working with Jada. This is why it's really good if you can contact us, because we have so many questions. I'm going to say, from what I feel of what you said, something happened in your late 20s that is sort of trying to bring you back into a more happier, innocent time. So there's something, that's what I feel, the only emotions you sort of brought up were the happy, innocent times of that time when you were 13 or before 13. So think about that. That's what I would say. There's something, because you said the dream started, you know, in your late 20s. That's, you know, when we go through our Saturn return and we start thinking about our life work, and you can take it from there, Jen.
For me, there's something in your childhood, obviously, much more innocent times, but what you can do if you need to bring that into your life that you do not have now, obviously, you know, you're talking about friends. Maybe you're not feeling the connection with friends now. One thing you can do, what did you do in your home that created such a beautiful, you know, innocent time or playfulness? So your soul may be calling for you to try to create some of that space anywhere in your life. If it was spending time in nature, you may want to reconnect with nature more. Try to do a little bit more playtime. Maybe being asked for you, go, you know, join a class where you can just play and just be carefree. So just try to create some type of innocent, carefree, not so pressure filled as we're in our adult lives. So, I took a stab at it. I do not know what your current situation is. So, but if you want to ask, you know, talk a little bit more, both Laura and I we're more than happy to talk this through with you.
Okay. We did have a caller, but I'm not sure that the caller's still there, although he might be. Okay. They might call back. It sounded like a good one. We do have an instant feedback from Raul. And he wanted to know, what happens when dreams cannot be remembered? Is there a reason why I'm not remembering my dreams, and how can I connect with them?
One of the things where you can, number one, is start journaling. That is a huge way of opening up a connection, and where you can start asking questions. And writing is a great way of communicating to your subconscious mind to say that, hey, I'm here, I'm trying to connect with you. And then you specifically ask that you would like to dream more. The other thing is, and I'm going to be giving this ritual at the end of the show, you can start doing ritual. If, you know, when you're writing, do a ritual around the writing, you can light a candle. You can say a prayer, say a poem, but make something very intentional. It's amazing. The universe does respond to ritual. That's the right now, ecologically, everything that I'm reading right now is that human beings, we have to get back to intentional ritual of connecting with the psyche of the universe. So that's huge. It's been huge in my life. So that's what I would recommend.
Right.
How about you, Lori?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really varies on, you know, where you look for your signs.
Sure, absolutely.
But if you put the intention there that you want to remember your dreams, I've heard there's so many, you know, ways of remembering, but a lot of times if you don't move when you wake up, like whatever point you wake up and don't move, just sort of sit there and just sort of become aware, and the dream will likely come back to you. But if you start moving around, then the likelihood is that it will start to disappear quicker. That's something that I found works for me. But, you know, everybody's different.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. And since you're just starting the process of trying to open up, you know, definitely is an intentionality with your trying to communicate with your subconscious. So definitely writing is a really a big way of starting that path. And a combination of that and a ritual possibly.
And I want to thank Jada because she called back wrote back some feedback. She's always happy when she's in these dreams. She's also at peace when she wakes up. Yes, it's been more trying times since her mid-20s, growing, learning, and connecting with herself. So it makes sense now that I think about it to go back to those years. So it is that happy innocence that she sort of brought up.
Nice. Yeah. So then she's having, that's nice. Not everybody gets to have those kind of reconnections. That's wonderful. It's kind of like if you've had a family member pass on and they come and visit you, and you get to reconnect with those kind of nice feelings and stuff. So yeah, take those, continue to use those feelings and take them with you. So those are feelings you need to continue on with. Right. That sounds wonderful.
And also, obviously, your soul is trying to let you know, go back to an innocent time, like go back to that space of what you felt like and, you know, bring, you know, some of that energy back into your now so that you don't get caught up in, you know, we make life so serious all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 When we have certain symbols that bring us a really powerful, strong, you know, image of happiness or joy, that's a great way of when we're in a meditative place of taking that image and thinking of that image and bringing that, because the feeling and the image is alive. And so as soon as you reconnect with that image, you will feel those feelings again. So it's a great, happy place for you when, if you're meditating or doing anything like that. So you cultivate those with you.
Nice. Okay. All right, so what did you want to talk about before we went into, I think the when we come back from our next break, we'll go into the ritual. What did you want to bring up?
Well,
I got a few minutes.
But. Yeah, I think, you know, just what we were talking about a little bit, and this is one thing that I've kind of advanced with my dreams a little bit. I've been working with the Jungian dream analyst myself. And oftentimes with dreams that we, just like in real life, we tend to look at dreams and obviously at times you do kind of analyze them, but oftentimes we often go into dreams feeling like we can, again, control what is happening, whether it be in our dream life or whether it be in our real life. And really with dreams is supposed to be more about living within the feeling and being alive in these dreams and the symbols is creating, having the symbols come alive. Oftentimes too, dreams definitely can be prophetic. And I know a lot of times people are looking for prophetic, but then again, even when we do have prophetic dreams, and I've had quite a few of them, they do not necessarily make your life easier. Thinking that, oh, you know, because sometimes we're looking for certainty. And again, when we look for certainty again, we are refusing to be vulnerable. Certainty is the opposite of vulnerability. And again, it's a bit of where you're trying to control things. And really, life wants you to sink into it. It's not easy to do. You know, we definitely have a lot of fear going into what life can bring us. But really, if you can dive a little bit deeper into some of these images, they can bring you powerful energy, just really beautiful energy. And what it is you're really connecting to the soul force of who you are. So that's where you need to get past the fear, because once you reach that inner level of your soul, it's really a beautiful place. So yeah, I mean, I think do you have anything to add, Lori?
Yeah, well, I mean, like the whole vulnerability piece that we're bringing up, I mean, it's so we need to really be more authentic all the time.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Authenticity is so important these days,
and
I think, you know, like Jada's dreams as well, you know, bringing back that innocence that we had in childhood. I mean, there's so many gifts that we got as childhood because we didn't have all the fears that
Yeah.
We have now when we're adults with money and all, you know, all the things that sort of happen when you're, you know, living an adult life.
Well, we start comparing ourselves and we start looking at celebrity and status and it's all ego. And we think that, you know, we're not enough and we think we're not worthy. And, we have to start loving ourselves. We have to realize that we were created exactly who we were meant to be created. And then to embrace, if we can embrace who we really are, absolutely. Being vulnerable. When you're a child and you're vulnerable, you didn't get in trouble as much as you do as an adult. You know, it's just like, I have been in situations and it's just like, it's amazing. Again, though, being vulnerable too is knowing who to be vulnerable around, because we do know that there are some very dangerous people, that, you really utilize that vulnerability and use it as a weapon. So. Yeah, that's just the way the world is. So yeah, our dreams, just like life, is meant to be felt, and that they're meant to really just, there's energy there that is just, to me, that's what's happening with the world, with nature, with the psyche of nature. Nature has a psyche, and that tornado in Oklahoma, to me, that was nature saying, you know, being frustrated and energy being backed up. And because, you know, we're trying to destroy nature. We think we can, but obviously I know that we can't. Nature's power and force is amazing. We're going to end up destroying ourselves, but what's needed here is for us to be able to communicate in the psyche of nature. And for us, our psyche that is connected to nature comes through our dreams.
We got to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couts, who's our dream analyst. You can find more information on Jennifer at theartfulsoul.org. That is theartfulsoul.org. All right, we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Know a girl, she puts the color inside of my world. But she's just like a maze, where all of the walls are continually changed. And I've done all I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see, maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Oh,
see that skin. It's the same she's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Boys, you can break. You find out how much they can take. Boys will be strong, and boys don't do wrong. But boys won't be gone without one for a woman's good, good heart. On behalf of every man, looking out for every girl, you are the God and the weight of her world. So fathers, be good. Daughters, daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. So mothers, be good to your daughters too.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Jennifer Couts with us. Jennifer is always with us the last Wednesday of every month, so she will be with us again on June 26th. We've been talking about One Dream at a Time, although we've kind of taken quite a few calls and instant feedback, so it's made the show go really quickly. So we don't have a lot of time left, but why don't you give us the ritual that you have been teasing us with all show?
Yeah, I was given, real recently, I was given actually a ritual to do. So I've been doing this ritual, and it's interesting the energy that can start coming to you once you do a ritual. So I'm not giving you my ritual, but what I'm going to do is, because to really activate your soul's guidance in your dreams and in life, you really is to engage in ritual. So I'm going to, and this is a challenge to everybody out there listening, everybody, because, and I want to hear feedback of what starts happening. So go to any body of water in a natural setting, a pond, river, ocean, or stream, because water symbolizes movement, cleansing, and water is life sustenance. So we would not be living this planet. The reason why Earth is the way it is because we have water. So
I don't know what I'm going to do, Jen.
You just walk down the street.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I know, you're funny. See, I have a stream and a pond in my area. So nice. For anybody else, just go to a park, something natural though. And it may be just once a week or something, but something that's continual. Cause that's really important to don't just do it once, continue to do it. Bring an offering. So this will be special to you. I was given something that I had to do personally. Now you may have had a dream where a certain offering of a symbol came to you. It can be a flower. Tobacco's big in Native American as far as offering tobacco, corn, any type of maybe a fresh fruit or a fruit, maybe acorn or a feather, whatever speaks to you to offer to the water. And next is make sure that your intention is that you bring reverence and awe that to nature or to to water, because water is not just what you see. Water has a psyche, and water is it has spirit. So when you're approaching a natural setting of water, your intention is to connect with the psyche of the water. And if you're Christian,
you know, you don't even have to think that in those terms. You can think of God, and God created the water, and God's living spirit or breath is in the water. So, you know, it really is all how you can connect. And then from there, you know, to make a ritual, oftentimes you can do a mantra. You can bring a poem. You can bring a Bible verse or other sacred text and say that. But all, most importantly, say thank you. Say thank you for what you've given me. And without you, life does not, you know, life is, you know, empty without you. There is no life. And then repeat ritual often, whether it be once a week, once maybe like Lori, you can do it once a day, but I'm not going to put that on you. So that's my challenge. It's a challenge because it's discipline. It's one more discipline. But when you activate this, something like this in your life, things change. The energy changes. And I'd be really interested to hear back from everybody. If you want to do a group, that's even more powerful if you can do a group. If people in Michigan or the Detroit area want to do one with me, I'd be more than happy to do one. You know, Detroit River would be a fabulous place to do one. There's a lot of healing that really could be happening in Detroit. So, you can report back to me on my Facebook, The Artful Soul. You post what's been going on my Facebook page. So I'd be, hopefully, people take the challenge, and I'd really be interested to hear what happens.
That sounds great. I like the idea. It's kind of a nice, there's a nice feeling to it. So I could see where it would help people. And of course, intention, people remember intentions.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is this activates the, it's an, the text right now, the text that I'm reading, just to let you know, if you want to peruse through Amazon yourself. But the there's Thomas Berry. There is Brian Swimmy, Bill Plotkin, and, of course, all the poets. But the ecological, the spirituality that is needed for us to go forward with humanity is ecologically based. So they're looking at the indigenous culture that was very intrinsically connected to nature, and throughout their whole lives was ritual. Of course, we don't want to go backwards because, you know, hey, I like civilization just like anybody else. I like my comforts. But the one thing that is really missing, you can see it in the major religions as far as ritual, but we do not have a reverence or an awe of the natural world that we're actually a part of. Yeah. So, and this helps us to maybe start that reconnection.
Beautiful. All right. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couts. Check out her site. Connect with Jennifer. Your first session is always free. It's at theartfulsoul.org. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.